to do this type of job. I found that we had a number of resources out there. We had the USAID organization, we had the CARE organization, we had the USIA organization, we had the CIA and other, and some others. There was no coordination between these agencies at all. They were going in separate directions. There was duplication of effort. There was no plan, no program at all. Any of it. I took it upon myself, my staff, to get these people together and form what we called a Joint Coordination Council, Coordinating Council. We did this and took about a month in getting this council formed and determining what our total U.S. contribution capability was to the pacification, the reconstruction effort in South Vietnam. It took us a month to get organized. After we had done that, I went to General T, and I said, General T, these are the U.S. agencies here that are to help you, or are capable of helping you, and this is what they can do in the area of reconstruction and pacification. Now, we want to use this ability that we have to support your reconstruction plan. Well, he was caught off guard a little bit because he didn't have a reconstruction plan. But 2 weeks later, he did have one. It was rather rough, but it was a plan, and it's one that's been refined since that time, and I think it's getting to be a good plan. He also has become very enthusiastic about this reconstruction, where before I think he was just discouraged because he didn't see how to go about it. But today, he's a very strong proponent of the reconstruction business. He has put his chief of staff, his deputy chief of staff, and his G5, his pacification officer, as members of this joint council. So as soon as we get in and assistance of the Vietnamese forces, we cleared the VC out of the village, then this joint coordination council